Yo, ho, 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 ho. Solo Man, the Christmas edition. Yes, yes, yes. Soon it will be Christmas. I don't know about you, but in the UK, the rhetoric of the police has gone up. And apparently, just eating Christmas dinner can put you over the top for drink driving. So the police say. Now, these aren't sort of warnings or trying to help you in any way. The police are doing what they normally do now. They're threatening you. Now, I remember the police many, many, many years ago when I was a young man in UK. They were kind of called bobbies then, and they had a tit on their head. But they used to walk around and patrol communities. And they were well respected in those days. That's because they weren't the arm of the government. They were actually trying to stop crime. And the good thing is when the bobbies were on the beat, they got to know everybody. And if there was a crime in that sort of area, they generally knew who it was already. But those days are long gone in the UK. The police generally are enforcing the will of the government. They don't necessarily want to try and help you out, they want to try and do you. And generally they become very arrogant people. And of course with the influx of femons into the police force, in masses really, they are the most obnoxious ones of all. And generally if they go to a situation and there's a couple of femon police people there, they will just magnify the problem. Then if the situation turns physical, the femons generally are out of their depth. I myself don't trust the UK police force at all anymore, as it's generally gone woke. And criminals are having a goddamn field day. Yes, the police are more interested in hate speech and using the right pronouns than they are with actual real criminals. In fact, I might even become a criminal. There seems to be an opening. And criminals seem to have a lot more rights than the actual victims. Say a burglar trips up in your house and breaks his leg, or her leg. They can sue you. But anyway, it's a good Christmas and Merry Christmas from the police force. But remember, they are waiting, watching, and they'll do you if they can. Oh, got a quick news item here. And I'll put the link down below. No picture though. And this is a supposed thief. But it's a femon, so the police won't be interested in that. But this femon's a thief for the difference. She stole a Rolex £10,000 watch. Then she hid it and stuck it up her flooey. That's vagina, for anybody who doesn't know what flooey is. Then it kind of makes you wonder how many times she stuck things up there and stole things like that and got away with it. But this time the police smelt a rat, or a fish, as it were, because they did a body search as normal, and they couldn't find the watch. So they used a metal scanner, and it kept on alerting around her flooey. And eventually the femon gave in and said she would take it out. And there it was, the Rolex watch. And of course the police put the evidence in a bag. I hope they double-bagged it. And if you think about this watch, its lifetime, somebody's going to buy that at some point. And they'll probably never know where it's been. Now, I've never got into this Rolex watch thing myself. It's really just a show-and-tell thing, isn't it? Saying, hey, look at me. I was stupid enough to pay overpriced for a watch. Of course, it means, hey, look at me, I've got money. But you can't buy personality, can you? So anyway, I've got to do a last-minute shop for Christmas. And I generally don't buy anything too big, because I usually just stick things up my ass when I'm in the store and then just walk out. I generally buy things that are quite expensive, small and round and smooth. Nothing too spiky, though. Oh yes, and another story I read. This femon who has a boy who's 4 years old, obviously no mention of the father being around, is quite proud she told her little son that Father Christmas doesn't exist. What's the reason for her doing this? Well, because she's mean and spiteful. We all need dreams in some way, especially when you're that young. Anyway, guys, gotta go. Got my shopping to do. I've gotta get to the mall. See you later. Oh, more room for another present.